asked me how I bought it. I told him on credit, Daddy just smiled. I'll never forget it. Daddy never was the Cadillac kind. He said something.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 106.5. 34 minutes after the hour on this Thursday morning. We do appreciate you listening. 251-343-0106. That is the text line. If you want to respond to anything we are talking about, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Still to come, the Attorney General of Indiana, Todd Rokita, will join us. And former Congressman Parker Griffin, the official Democrat response of the Jeff Porch Show. We'll see what kind of controversy Parker will gin up today. That's in the 11:30 block, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. But joining us now, always a pleasure to bring on my next guest. He represents the fine folks in Pike County, former probate judge there, but now in the Alabama legislature, running for Secretary of State, State Representative Wes Allen. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. Appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for making time for us. We got a slight echo there. I didn't hear that earlier, but I don't know where that's coming from. Just for your
All right. Do I need to get on my speakerphone?
We'll see how it goes. I'll let you know. So aside from the technical stuff, how goes your campaign so far?
And we've really been busy over the last since we let out of the legislative session, you know, of course, serving in the legislature when you're in Montgomery 3 days a week, for the legislative session, it kind of hampers, you know, being able to get around the state like you need to. But since that day when we let out, we've been, you know, foot on the floor, gas pedal on the floor, full speed ahead, campaigning and taking our campaign to every corner of the state and everywhere in between, talking about election security.
Oh, Tuscaloosa County and Lamar County today, guys. So he's making it around, especially making it over to Lamar County. Like you said, good Republican voters there. Representative, we'll talk about this race, the election integrity issue. One of your opponents got the endorsement of Mike Lindell. Not necessarily asking you to react to any of that, but about this side of issues, been talking about how there were problems in this last election. The current Secretary of State, John Merrill, has denied that to be the case, that we can't hack into our voting machines. It's just, it's impossible. Logistically, the software and the connections just don't exist. Talk to us about that. Do you see any kind of problems those charges that have been leveled as being a problem with the Alabama's elections system?
Well, I can tell you, when I was a probate judge and the chief elections administrator, for Pike County and ran, you know, a lot of elections in Pike County, I have, you know, certified the machines. We tested the machines. Our machines in Alabama do not have modems, so they cannot be connected to the internet. I tell that to, you know, when I'm out on the campaign trail all the time, and, you know, people are concerned about what they saw around the country. They just want to make sure we've got safe, secure elections in Alabama, and I understand that question. But, you know, our machines do not have modems, so they cannot be connected. The only plug that the machines have is the one you plug into the wall to have electricity. And so I just want the people of Alabama to understand, you know, our machines are not connected, nor can they be connected to the internet. You know, it can't be connected through Bluetooth. It can't be connected through the wall. I didn't see any of that in Alabama when I was a probate judge, and didn't see it last time. But I certainly understand the concern of the people about what they saw in other states.
Yeah, I guess that's the concern, that there's a Bluetooth component or a Wi-Fi component, but none of that exists as far as you know.
It doesn't. Yeah, it's not in the machine. I mean, there's no modem in the machines that Alabama utilizes. So, we do things right in Alabama. The rest of the country needs to really follow our lead. And I'm very proud of, you know, being the only candidate in this race that's been a chief elections official that has done it from beginning to end and, done everything in between. And not only that local experience, Jeff, but also that legislative experience. We've, you know, we've fought for safe, secure elections. I sponsored and passed the bill to ban curbside voting last year, which Governor Ivey signed that into law last year. And then this year, I sponsored and passed the bill to ban and prohibit the private funding of our elections. And you saw that, and Governor Ivey signed that into law recently. And so we're running on our experience and our legislative experience, and we're very proud of our record. And listen, hey, remember too, it's not just about passing legislation that secures our election, is, you know, passing bills. You know, a win is also defeating terrible legislation. And, you know, I've shared this before, but I'll say it again. You know, I'm vice chair of the Constitution Elections and Campaign Committee, and I led the fight to defeat no excuse absentee voting, which would have weakened our elections.
Yeah, it seems this, you know, COVID and the loosening of the elections and, you know, rules to work around COVID-19 and prevent the spread or whatever. Some places, some states, some municipalities may have took some liberties with that, and now it's time to kind of rein some of that back in. What do you think of that? You know, especially some of these bigger counties opening up their courthouses on a Saturday to allow for absentee voting, which is essentially, to me, just kind of a backdoor way to early voting.
Well, it is. And, you know, it was all done to protect people, what they told us, because of the COVID situation back in 2020. But when we saw the footage and we saw what was happening with block parties and line dancing and other things, you know, people congregating on the sidewalk waiting outside the courthouse, you know, I think it defeated the purpose of what they were telling us. So, but we saw the things that went on around the country. They used COVID as a pretext, these other states, to just simply not abide by lawfully, legally passed statutes that fortified their elections. They just didn't. It didn't do them. And we saw Pennsylvania, their Supreme Court recently ruled that what the state of Pennsylvania did with the mass mailing of ballots was unlawful, and it shouldn't have happened. And so I think they're trying to get that rectified in the legislative process in Pennsylvania now to fortify that. But the people are rightly concerned about the elections process. If we don't get our elections right, nothing else really matters.
Let me ask you this, and this is not meant to be gotcha. This is what the mainstream media will do to a lot of our elected officials. But what do you think of the 2020 election? I won't ask you, like, is Joe Biden a legitimate president of the United States or anything like that? But just as a whole, the way that election turned out, do you have any thoughts on, that maybe it was done in a way that favored the Democrat president right now?
Well, Jeff, we saw around the country Mark Zuckerberg and his wife, $350 to $400 million that they funneled through a nonprofit to go to these local jurisdictions, mostly in blue states, although we had seven counties in Alabama take that money. But it was mostly funneled in these blue states, these swing states, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, Georgia. And they used it to pay salaries. They used it to do other things and to put people, private individuals in these local elected offices to help, to quote unquote, help run the election. But we saw what that was about. And like I said before, they used COVID as a pretext just to set aside laws and not abide by them and weaken, the elections process. And they just mailed out ballots to every person, every Tom, Dick, and Harry. And when you do that, man, it's when they're not set up for it, It's just a train wreck, and we saw that chaos go on. And listen, we've got to maintain voter identification. We cannot have ballot harvesting. We cannot have drop boxes. We cannot have curbside voting. We cannot have this private money flowing into these local jurisdictions to pay the salaries of our elections officials or buy laptops or buy the machines. We've taken steps in Alabama to fortify, to make sure that every legal ballot is counted in Alabama, and we're very proud of our process in Alabama. But what went on around the country in 2020 was, it was chaos. We saw what happened.
Yeah, I don't think you get much disagreement from our audience on that one. Let's move to we'll kind of put a finishing touch on the 2022 legislative session. Obviously, you were very played a big role in. I think that last day, that last bill, the hormone therapy treatments, the transgender surgery prohibitions. I assume probably most of your constituents are applauding you along the way, but you've gotten some a little bit of heat from I think some activists around the country, haven't you?
Well, yeah, we have. But listen, when you take on tough issues like that, and you plant your flag to protect children against these powerful drugs that these puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones, I mean, you're going to get pushback. You see what's happening in Florida. You saw what happened in our state when we passed those bills, not only that bill, but the bathroom bill that Scott Hagen had, Representative Scott Hagen. And so, you know, we did the right thing. We're protecting children, and those powerful drugs are used off-label. They're not FDA approved for those uses, and those children are not developed mentally to make those decisions about the long-term ramifications of what those drugs do to their bodies.
Now, you also got called out by the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. What is it like specifically to have been put on notice by the Department of Justice and the Department of Health and Human Services?
Well, you know, listen, I was elected to represent the values and principles of my district in District 89. You know, she's never been elected to anything to represent anybody. So, you know, we're going to continue to fight for these kids. And, you know, it's not lost on me how difficult a situation it is for some of these children to be struggling with their identity and with the parents that just want to help their kids. But, you know, we do not allow children in Alabama to have access to alcohol or to cigarettes or vaping products because we want to protect them because their minds are not developed. And we just want to protect these kids. And that's what the legislation is about. It is constitutional in my mind. And we'll see where it goes.
It's just remarkable for the White House to weigh in on it. I mean, I guess it's probably not surprising, but what you guys are doing there in Montgomery, what you had done in Montgomery, is getting the attention from the White House and beyond.
Yeah, somebody texted me that day when all that went down, and you know, we took a look at it, but you know, I just appreciate the legislative, the House representatives and the Senate for taking a stand and voting on a tough issue and making sure that, you know, the policy of this state is to protect these kids and protect their bodies, protect their minds. You know, nowhere in that legislation do we prohibit mental health counseling for these children. We want to get them the help that they need. We want these kids to flourish. But these drugs, Jeff, I just can't. We heard testimony after testimony. You know, we had 3 years this bill was introduced, and it went through numerous committees year after year of testimony. And we had adults who had regret about taking that those powerful drugs as minors, and they had wished that there was somebody there to stop them from doing it. But we never had an adult that testified that said that they you know, they were glad that they took the those medications. We never had one. And we had a lot of doctors that testified that these children need to be protected from these powerful drugs.
Yeah, and essentially this is what you guys did. And maybe you could elaborate just a little bit more. We got a couple of minutes here. You're not going after these families or these children that, or for whatever reason, are seeking this kind of treatment. You go after the doctors to prescribe these kinds of hormones or pharmaceuticals or perform these surgeries. I don't think it's done here in Alabama, but that's not to say it can't be done someday, right?
Yeah, there's testimony by some of the doctors that did not support our legislation that testified in the committee this past legislative session that said the surgeries were not taking place in Alabama, but they did refer children out of state. We had that testimony, but, you know, we argued over this bill, deliberated over it for 3 years. I saw a quote from one of the opponents of the bill that said, "We hastily passed the bill this past session." You know, this bill has been poured over probably more so than any other bill during the quadrennium, Jeff. I mean, it went through multiple committees in both the House and Senate. And we went through the health 1 year and Judy, you know,
right,
the judiciary as well. So, it went through a bunch of committees.
It had been introduced for 3 years in a row now. I mean, it's not like you waited to the last day to put this bill out there and did some kind of special order chicanery and got it done. And this had been on the docket for years, literally. Anyway, Representative, yeah, we got to get out of here, get the break. Before we let you go, folks want to find out more about your Secretary of State bid. Tell them where they can look.
Yeah, so it's electwestallen.com, electwestallen.com, or you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Representative, we always appreciate you coming on. Let's talk again soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Yeah, appreciate it.
No problem. State Representative West out. We got to get a break. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Hand me my hat. Excuse me, man. Where's the door?